Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Jasmine. May I have your zip code, please?
Yes, it's 45661.
What's your zip code?
45661. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I'm trying to get your information pulled up for you.
Okay. Are you guys affiliated at all with Amazon or anything?
Well, I am a third-party customer service representative that handles customer support for a variety of online vendors. I will have to get your information pulled up in order to help better assist you. I can try using the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the card.
The last 4 digits of my credit card?
The first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the card number.
No, I'd rather not do that because what I did was you guys, somebody there had put on my phone that you guys were with Amazon, and I thought I was doing an Amazon thing, and I gave all my information, and somebody used my credit card for $150 worth of stuff on the 19th. And I'm not going to do that. And then I get a text from this today saying that the credit card was purchased for a Focus watch and earplugs. No, I'm not taking that either.
Okay, well, I wasn't able
to. I will give you my name, but not the credit card.
What's your phone number?
It's 740-835-1326.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Okay, thank you so much for patiently holding. With that phone number, I wasn't able to get anything pulled up for you. Once again.
Well, I got a text today, and I got confirmation and everything on my phone, and it said it was coming. And it was through, it was, when I did yesterday, it had the little Amazon thing on top, and they said it was through Amazon. Well, I called Amazon last night, and they said there was nothing with them. So whatever it was a scam, and I gave my I went ahead and canceled the credit card because, like I said, there was $150 written on the credit card, and the credit card is no longer available.
Okay. Well, what you'll need to do, you'll need to contact your financial institution and let them know that you're trying to get in contact with the company that is billing you.
Well, this the text I got today was the number I just called because it said this number.
Okay. Well, I wasn't able to locate anything.
But it said a Focus. I thought it said a Focus watch tracker and earplugs was coming to this house, and I thought it said for $21 or $22 was charged, was going to be charged to my credit card. And it gave me a confirmation number, and it gave me a tracker number. And this was the number I was supposed to call.
Okay, well, ma'am, being that I'm not able to access anything or locate anything, you'll need to contact your financial institution in order to help better assist you.
Okay, what do I need to give you then? I mean, what do I need to give you?
I can try
sure
using
I'm
the first
getting...
the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the card that has been charged.
Okay. The first 4 is 5278.
The first 6.
Oh, the okay, 5278 5400 1930.
And the last 4 digits.
7148.
What's the last 4?
7148.
Okay, well, with that card number as well, I wasn't able to get anything pulled up for you. You will need to contact your financial institution.
Okay, for what? I mean, for what? Ma'am?
Say that again, ma'am.
For what?
To,
The credit card company knows it was a fraud, but I was
okay.
Not,
well, you'll need to just let them
know
that you weren't able. Okay. Well, you'll just need to let them know that you weren't able to get in contact with the company that has billed you.
Okay, but the company that billed me is the number I just called, and that was you.
Okay. Well, I'm not able to locate any of your information, ma'am. That's why I'm referring you back to your credit card company. Or your financial institution,
okay.
Wherever the charge
but
is coming from.
If I've got a confirmation number, how do I know that it's not coming to my house? And I mean,
a confirmation number.
Yeah, I got a confirmation.
Where did you get a confirmation
number from? From here. That's how I got the number. From here. And I got it today, and it said those items were coming.
Okay, well, I'm not able to pull up anything, ma'am. You once again, you'll need to contact your financial institution. I do apologize.
Okay.